This is They Had a Large Barge with your radio antenna tower on it, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free From Radio. Thank you to the Radio Bros for an excellent set. Now, I will be doing my second installment of the Classical Element series. Tonight's theme is Earth. First off is Earthquake by Deer Hunter from the album Halcyon Digest.
Oh.
So, welcome. This episode is about air. The last episode was about air. This episode is about Earth. We started off with Earthquake by Deer Hunter. Now we'll be listening to Mid-Air Thief's Dirt. As it turns out, there's not a whole lot of songs about Earth, so I took some liberties with themes of names. But this is Dirt from the album Crumbling. Here it is.
Oh, God.
be listening to Jed's other poem, Beautiful Ground, by Granddaddy, from the album Software Slump.
Apparently before Jed had left us, he wrote some poems, wrote them for no one, but I guess I'll show them. Here's one of Jed's poems.
Which has a fantastic cover of a nice landscape with a keyboard caps spread over it, will be followed up by another album with a landscape as a cover. It's by the Canterbury scene band Caravan, from the album In the Land of Grey and Pink, same title as the song. It's the song I'm most looking forward to playing tonight. Here it is.
Pink, where only Boy Scouts stop to think they'll be coming back again. Those nasty, grumbly grimblies, and they're climbing down your chimney. Yes, they're trying to get in. Come to take your money, isn't it a sin? They're so thin. There's black pockets in the sky. Don't leave your daddy. Monday to the land where the buckwheat grows. You won't need any money, just fingers and your toes. And when it's dark, our boat will park on the land of warm and green. Pick up, fill up punkweed and smoke it till we bleed. This all we'll need. We're sailing back in morning light. We'll wash our teeth in the sea. And when the day gets really bright, we'll go to sea drinking.
Known that last song, odds are you'll know the next one. It's Earthquake by Tyler the Creator.
Don't leave, it's my fault. Ain't got body roll, huh? Don't give a fuck about none, huh? Ain't like fuck my lord, huh? That might call my lord, huh? Love gon' set me up, huh? Bitch don't set me up, huh? Don't retaliate, yo. He ride like the car, huh? And she weak, huh? Yeah, like Wolf Vicky, huh? Yeah. Oh my God, huh? Oh, damn, not Tim, huh? Yeah.
The next song is Back to Earth by Parquet Courts from their album Wide Awake.
Thank you.
We now head to a song by Moondog called Stamping Ground. This was an artist who I wanted to play on my Moon episode a couple of episodes ago, but we'll be listening to it now, with Ground as the tying back to the theme of Earth for this episode. It's called Stamping Ground. It's a wonderful little song, only 2 minutes long, from an album that has wonderful little songs on it. It's from 1969, a great year for music, and this is one of the reasons why. As we hit just a little bit past the 30-minute mark, it comes time for the PSA of the evening. I usually try to theme my PSAs back into the general theme of the show, but it looks like there's not a lot of PSAs about Earth, just like how there's not a lot of songs about Earth, and I had to resort to using songs like Stamping Ground to connect back to Earth. So I figured, why not read a PSA off that I figured I might not ever have the chance to read off? It's the Dried Fruit PSA. And just to illustrate what is on this page, there's four fruits. There's an apple, a banana, a pear, an orange, and a, looks like grapes. They all have really disturbing googly eyes, and it looks like it's hand-colored in. And the pear, which is in the middle, it says, "Eat me," with an exclamation mark in Comic Sans. So, here's the PSA that's right underneath it. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many more fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than a candy or processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And with that being said, the slightly off from the theme of Earth will continue. I figured why not use dust as another key word for it. So we have Dry and Dusty from Fever Ray off their album Fever Ray. Thank you. more recent song from 2008. No, not really so recent. We have a song that's much more recent. In fact, it's yet to come out yet. As you may or may not know, Grimes is releasing an album upcoming this week on Friday, or really Thursday night at 12. But it's called Misanthropocene, the album. And one of the songs is So Heavy I Fell Through the Earth. And I actually enjoy it quite a bit. And just to be clear, the album was leaked, but this is actually one of the singles from it. So I thought I'd play it. And if you didn't know about it, maybe this will get you a little intrigued about the album. I don't know how excited I really am, but I'll wait for the final thing to really pass the judgment on it. But anyways, here's her song, So Heavy I Fell Through the Earth. Something that I find really interesting about that song is that the music video that originally came out for it was just not even a music video. It's just like, I think it was called a visualization, and it was just things moving back and forth and back and forth, and I kept thinking it would go somewhere. Like, it would subvert the expectation that I would just stay still the entire time, but it just didn't end up moving. And honestly, I feel like that was added on to my impression of the song, and it's kind of a slow song that doesn't really go anywhere. And of course, this is in a context of a single, and we're listening in the context of a radio show. But I think it's really interesting how imagery can affect how we understand music. And for the next song I'll be playing, I haven't seen any imagery from this album. I don't really intend to ever. I just think it works really well as music, and sometimes it's nice to take a step back from the whole collective universes that sometimes artists create. Like, for example, Grimes is an artist, or not, well, yes, Grimes is one of the artists who I think of who, like, really will create a whole storytelling and universe for themselves. Bjork is another one that comes to mind, where they're really working with a lot of artists, and themselves are artists, trying to create this narrative that goes beyond their music. But sometimes it's nice just to have music be music. This next artist is Other Lives. The album is Tamer Animals. The song is Dust Bowl 3.
Is there any way?
I think if we're talking about visual universes, I think the idea of what an album cover is plays very heavily into that. And one band who I love for their consistency of album covers, I should say, was Have a Nice Life. Both of their first two albums were based off of portraits and pictures, and they look like they came out of an attic. It's a kind of hard thing to describe. One of them is a fairly famous painting, but it's a beautiful green portrait. I don't know the name exactly, but of a man laying down with a piece of paper, and he's kind of hanging off the bed. And the other one is this, I think they might have made it themselves, I could be wrong, but it's this group of people dancing in these like white veils. But the thing about both of them that has this consistency that runs even deeper with it is that they both have this kind of top bar that says Have a Nice Life and then the name of the album below it in this very nice font. But when their most recent album came out, they went away from this theme, which was honestly a little disappointing for me as someone who, I think I acknowledge that I get a lot of my impressions of music from the album cover, and it's definitely a way that I associate it with. But regardless, it doesn't take away from the wonder that are all three of their albums, and especially this closing song from Death Consciousness, which is their first album that they released. It's called Earth Mover, and it's an 11-minute song, and I'll close out the set. So, I'll see you when the song ends.
This we'll be right back. Thank you.